So, okay, well, good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday morning. Melin and I are coming to you live from Las Vegas, where we had the opportunity to come down last night and do a meeting here in Las Vegas. Thank you to Tammy and Sid for finding the room for Liz's Latino group last night, and as she said, they got done at about 4 a.m. on comp plan, which was really, really great. The room was jam-packed, so we want to say congratulations, don't we, Melin, to Alberto?
You're on mute.
Oh.
Okay.
And
there you are.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So we're meeting. Congratulations. He was on the call last week with very.
Hold on, Melin. Hold on.
Okay. Why don't we just share the same phone? Okay. Yeah, that's good. I'm good. I'm fine. Okay. So, sorry, we're in a hotel room, and apparently our signals aren't doing very well. So, but we had a great, great event last night. We have a great bunch of people that are coming on board. The buzz is in the air, guys. We just came off of our leadership trip, and Steve's going to talk about that in a moment. But what a great time to be limitless. And we've got some great people lined up today. It's you can feel the electricity. Steve and I have gone through this before, and you can feel the electricity as we are about to explode as we come into the final 4 months of 2016.
Okay, sorry about that. So there will be a little delay as we get off mute, but there's no question about that. And yesterday, Melin, as well, we had a luncheon up in Salt Lake that Ken Burgess did the opportunity presentation for, and we had leaders from a whole bunch of different companies come in from all over the United States that, you know, came to a conference room. So congratulations to a brand new distributor leader, Steve Wilson, for being able to bring those people in, and they are all highly, highly successful with another company. And again, to Liz's point on the just before we started the call this morning, compensation plan over and over and over again plays such an important role. So, Melin, you know, you've really struck on some chord here that seems to be universal among all network marketing companies. So, you know, we're so grateful to have the comp plan we have. But, Melin, we just got back from Quebec. And I know you're going to run this morning, because what do we got going also down here in Las Vegas this morning?
Well, this is the day we've all been waiting for. Many of you know our fitness ambassador, Dr. Erica Shields, has been in fitness competitions, and she's been in beauty competitions. And this morning is the final day of the competition for Mrs. America. As you know, she won Mrs. Colorado America, and now she is competing, has been competing all week. She's been posting on Facebook, so I'm sure many of you have been following along. And we're very excited to be going and supporting her at that event this morning. So it's going to be a great, great day. It's a great time to be limitless.
Okay. And so, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun today. You might get a text saying there will be a webinar this morning, but there actually won't be, since we're down here in Las Vegas. And Melin has to go to Dr. Erica's competition, or gets to go, I guess, to Dr. Erica's competition. And that should be fun. And I'm just going to turn it over to you, Melin, for any thoughts that you had on, you know, Quebec City, because I know you and Akeisha were the only ones, at least I saw, that did the zip line over the falls, you know. And we talked really fondly about Sally Ann and her experience at Sundance. And so you and Akeisha went over the falls. And I understand Maureen's at Niagara Falls today, and they also have a zip line down there. So A lot of fun we had from that standpoint before you turn it over to Alan and the announcements and since you're going to be running out the door.
Well, I think one of the things we love about overlapping trips, you know, the people who qualified finished their qualification in May. They're all now trying to qualify for Cancun, but right in the middle of trying to qualify for Cancun, they get to actually go on the Quebec trip. And it's great because we laugh together, we break bread together, we create memories and experiences that you probably just wouldn't do on your own, and that's the whole point to these experiences. And I think you're going to feel that when you hear the leaders that were able to attend that trip, how awesome it really was. And we're doing all kinds of fun things with Cancun trips, and you'll hear it in the announcement today from Alan. You know, come to the fly-in, earn the brunch on Broadway. It's only 10 Cancun points to get to brunch on Broadway between August and September commission months. So lots and lots of good things. This is what we're all about. We're all about creating the culture and the experience to really envision living limitless. So that's all I have to say, Steve.
Okay.
So let's turn it over to Alan for some quick announcements.
Thank you, Malin. Wow, as you mentioned, many exciting things going on, and I can't believe it's already almost month end. Wednesday is month end, so a reminder that at the office, we will have will call open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on in, get those final end-of-month orders placed, and sit down and make phone calls to your teams as needed, and just wrap up the end of the month strong. So we'll be open from 10 to 2 for that. Of course, support will be open during the day as normal, but also we'll have email support in the evening from 9 p.m. Mountain Time until midnight Mountain Time. So if you have any last-minute things that come up in the evening, email support@limitlessww.com, and Akeisha's great team, the DS folks, will be ready to help you with anything there. And as you're looking at the calendar, just a reminder, we'll be closed on Labor Day coming up a week from Monday. But this coming Monday, we are very excited on our noon call to have Dr. Erica Shields. She'll be talking about her experience in the Mrs. America pageant happening for a few days this week and culminating today. So we're real excited to hear about her adventure and how the products have helped her and her great experience. And then for our broadcast, Are You Even Better on Tuesday, we are very happy to be rebroadcasting our feature of Tammy Satoli. So tune in there. That's Tuesday evening. What a great opportunity to have your prospects in your home, wherever you're doing the broadcast, and watch a great event, a great training about Limitless. So, and of course, as Malin mentioned, keep running for that Cancun incentive. A reminder that to have your trackers in by September 5th, so you can get one additional point just by turning your tracker in by the 5th of the month. So exciting things going on at the office. 10 points to earn brunch on Broadway, which was a big hit at our last event, and it'll be another great one at this coming fly-in event also. All right, Malin and Steve, back to you guys.
Thank you very much, Alan. Hey, we appreciate that. And I know when we go into the office, you know, you see Alan in there. Alan comes out and goes, man, things are hopping here. So it is fun to watch that happening. Well, we want to just dive in for a second. And after having such a wonderful experience up in Quebec City, we just wanted to touch base with a couple of people that, our leaders out there that were fortunate to go on our trip to Quebec City to get some impressions as to where they think we are in the company. And I wanted to go out to California and talk to our presidential three director. I wanted to start off with Cindy Maddox, and it was wonderful to have Cindy and her husband Mike come out on our trip to Quebec City, because these guys, I mean, if anybody knows Cindy, she has 14 things going at once. You talk about a multitasker. I've never seen anybody who can seem to juggle so well. So, Cindy, are you on the phone?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. So I just wanted to touch base, and first of all, just thanks for being here, and then give us your impressions as to, you know, your experience on the trip and how you feel kind of the state of the union of the business right now.
Well, first of all, you'll never want to miss one of these trips. I've been on many, many trips, but none like this one. Michael was the adventurer for this entire trip. He probably took over 1,000 pictures. And like you said, it was a trip of a lifetime. The experience as to where we stayed, the ambiance and the people, the camaraderie, the only complaint I had was eating too much good food and eating a little later than normal, but it was amazing. And you guys, the thing about Limitless and the thing that I love the most is that we're on equal territory. There's not one of you that cannot be on these trips. There's not one of you that should not be on these trips, because the whole deal about growing your business and thanking yourself for hard work and allowing the company to thank you and reward you. And that's basically what they're doing, is they have rewarded us in ways that I could never go and do that for myself. But I can tell you, when Steve says the buzz is in the air, it's in the air. And with what's going on with Limitless, and, you know, the next Cancun trip is going to be phenomenal, and you don't want to miss it. Somebody said, well, if I started today, there's no way I can make it. If you started today, you could be done by the end of the month. Okay, it's what you put into your head and what you decide. If you decide you're not going on that trip, you're not going on that trip. If you decide that you are, you are. And I'll tell you, somebody said, well, I really don't want to go down to Mexico, but I said, it's not about that, you guys. It's about being with the leadership of the company and being with the people that you are going to grow old with, doing good things for the world as we know it, and doing what we love to do with Limitless, and that is to help people and help ourselves. So it was phenomenal. You don't want to miss it. I told Steve, please let me go first. I'm doing a huge fundraiser at our church today for a special little girl. And, you know, that's what's so nice about my life, you guys. And when you have a limitless life that you can be in multiple places and do multiple things, that's what life's all about.
Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. Thank you so much, Cindy. I got kicked off momentarily, so I apologize on that. And can you still hear me?
I can.
You're on, Steve.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you very much. And so I didn't catch quite all of that, but were you done talking?
I'm done talking. You guys, there's a lot of great people that can be chattering as well as I can.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Cindy. And while we're there, let's go to Dr. Laura Hansen out there in your group. And Dr. Laura, it was so fun to see you and your husband on this trip and to have so much fun up there in Quebec City and to get to know you guys a little better. So just wanted to get your thoughts on the trip and what you're thinking about from a business standpoint.
Well, thanks, Steve and Malin. Darren and I just had the trip of a lifetime. For us, we sort of viewed it like a second honeymoon, and just every aspect of it was amazing. I couldn't stop taking pictures and making videos, and even since I've come home, I've continued just to reminisce and look at them and just go, wow, I cannot believe that we just experienced that trip. So like Cindy said, you know, if it wasn't for Limitless, these kind of trips just don't take place in the average household. These are trips that, you know, you earn them and you look back at them and you say, you know what, what's the next trip going to be like? So it does put the buzz in the air, and it was an incredible adventure, and I can't say enough wonderful things about Quebec, the people, the food, the ambiance. Just the only regret I have is not being able to spend more time there. So anyway, thanks again, and I do look forward to seeing everybody again in the future. As far as Limitless is concerned, I am so happy with just the personal results with patients, with myself, with other people I know that are taking the products, and I can only imagine what that event was like last night in Las Vegas. And when Malin said the buzz is in the air, I can testify that, yes, the buzz is in the air, and it just comes down to getting people together and taking them out in one fell swoop, because one by one by one, it's wonderful, but when you can get a group of people together and share with them what products we have and what these products are doing, it's a win-win. So I just want to say thanks again, Steve, and, you know, I really look forward to getting back together.
Cancun, here we come. I just want to mention that Carol Ann Cass does all our events, And I'm sure it was sure fun to have Caroline go up to Quebec City, because she's been all over the world doing trips, you know, because this is all she's been an expert at in 25 years. I just want to thank Caroline for the job she did on this trip and everywhere we went and the memories we had. And hopefully somebody's going to talk about the accordion player here before the end of the call. But anyway, Enric, are you out there? I don't know if Enric's
hey,
on the call
here.
Or not. Oh,
yep.
There he is. Okay. Or it's Sandy has lovingly nicknamed you Enrique. But Enric, you had the opportunity to go on this trip. Tell us a little bit about your perspective.
Well, it just that you know, at the end of the day, for me, the big thing is hanging out and getting to rub shoulders with, you know, other like-minded people and really kind of, you know, share the same vision and the same dream that we all have is, you know, to really move Limitless forward and you know, just help people in the process. And then to be in a place like Quebec, I mean, I was there 43 some odd years ago, and it still is even more magical than when I remember as a child. And to walk down those narrow little streets that are, you know, a couple hundred plus years old and you know, to be in these wonderful little bistros, you know, all of us sitting as a group and feeling like we're really on the other side of the Atlantic. I mean, it was fantastic. I can't even say enough about it. It's and you know, the camaraderie and to really build relationships with the people, like Cindy says, that we're going to grow old with. You know, you can't put a price on that. And everybody can qualify for these trips if they just sit there and set up their vision board, set a plan, and do exactly what you and Malin has set out there. Build a business. You build a business, you're going on the trip. End of conversation.
Good. And so have you come back with kind of some new fervor as to how you're going to go about building the business?
I have been on fire calling people, letting them know about the trip. You know, and in fact, I have a meeting later on this afternoon with one of my people here in Chicago, and she has a couple of people she's bringing. And we're just going to talk about, you know, building the business and prior to that, we're going to sit down and kind of map out what she has to do, because she has that same mindset about the trip that, well, I can't qualify. Yes, you can qualify if you just set your mind to it. I mean, honestly, hand your paperwork in, you get a point. You know, you just, all you have to do is do the activities that you and Malin have set out, and you're already building. You know, so it's not that difficult. It's just the mindset. At the end of the day, you have to have the right mindset.
So you come in October, bud?
Oh yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there with a shoulder sling and a cast, but I'll be there.
Okay, that'll be awesome. Hey, thank you very much. And you know, then one of our favorite people in the whole world, who we've always kidded about missing the boat, a little private joke with Pam Hanks. It was great to have Pam and her husband Kevin come up to Quebec City. And Pam, I'm just going to turn it over to you for a couple of minutes here.
Thanks, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you know what? You know, I am very incentivized by travel. I love to earn these trips. That's very motivating to me. And what I love about the Limitless Experiences is, you know, you and Malin have traveled the world, and you've seen all of these amazing, quaint places. And although Quebec probably wouldn't have been on my bucket list of a place to travel, because I didn't even know the beauty that was there, it is so fun to be able to go to these. That's what the experience is about, right? Is going on a vacation or doing something that you wouldn't ordinarily do. And I loved spending the time with the leaders who had also earned this trip, and you know, having that time with you and Malin. And it was just amazing. It was a trip of a lifetime. So much fun. And I do have to throw out there that the private joke of I missed the boat is over, and we won't discuss why that's over, Steve. But sometimes we all miss the boat, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. And then once you miss it once, you never miss it again.
You never miss it again. That's right. So, you guys, if you're working towards Cancun, just keep running for it. These Limitless experiences are, again, trips of a lifetime. Limitless does everything first class, and it was just an awesome trip. So if you, like Enric said, if you're thinking you can't make the trip to Cancun, you know, just change the stinking thinking and get out there and get to work and earn those points and grow your business and come and rub shoulders with all of us because we have an amazing, amazing time. So going forward with the business, it's just awesome to be able to kind of take some downtime and learn from all the other leaders and hear the excitement in their voice. It just regenerates everybody to go out and really set this on fire. And so it was an amazing, amazing time.
Yeah, and it's really always good to come back and kind of reboot a business. You know, all of us all the time are scrubbing our list, you know, we've gone through and saying, how can I make my business better? And it's kind of, as Malin mentioned earlier, when you're going into the fall and you realize September, October, November through Thanksgiving, those are some of the best building months. And while it's true that there's a little downtime because of Christmas, then you hit January, February, March, April, May. In other words, 8 out of the next 9 months are the biggest building months in the business. So if you thought about retooling, rebooting, scrubbing your list, getting going, now's a good time to do that. And we all do that. So thank you very much, Pam. And I want you to know I get along great with Kevin. And, you know, he's just kind of an easygoing guy. We can't be more opposites in some ways, you know, and you know, Kevin likes to go hunt. I'm not a big hunting guy, or you can ask my kids, you know, but I always love having time to visit with Kevin. So I'm glad he had the opportunity to get on the trip. Thanks, Pam.
Yes, me too. Thank you.
And then Maureen, she's on an eternal vacation. You know, she just goes from one place to another. And you went from Quebec. Immediately after Quebec, you went down and met with some of the family down in Niagara Falls. What a great time you must be having out there.
Yeah.
You're not home yet. So
I know, but you know what? I'm working. And that's the neatest thing about this business is you can work while you're playing. So, you know, I just want to say thank you, Steve and Malin, for such a first-class trip. I mean, we stayed at the Fairmont where Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones and their kids were. I mean, who else can afford to do that? It was awesome. And then the last night we had, trying to remember the first song the accordion guy played, but he came up to our table thinking we were going to be quiet. And oh my gosh, we were singing along. I think the whole restaurant wanted to know what the heck we were so happy about. We just had
or what
so
we were on.
Yeah, well, we were on a high. We were on a limitless high. And, you know, having Jeff and Cass with us the whole time, people kept asking us if we were making a movie. And, you just made us feel so special. And that's what these trips are about, is to do something like Pam said you wouldn't do ordinarily and go, oh, my gosh, thank you for showing us one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. Gordon and I had such a wonderful time. And then we were had the option to meet with our kids in Niagara Falls because they live in Michigan. And then my son actually came up and we zip-lined down Niagara Falls and now we're in Michigan and we go home tomorrow. So I'm recharged, ready to go. Not that I haven't ever been charged, but now I'm even double charged. So I hope everybody on the phone knows how important these trips are and knows how attainable they are.
And, you know, what's funny, you mentioned, you know, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. I'm sure these guys must have felt we were stalking them, you know, because they were staying on the same floor we were staying at in the hotel, and Akeisha bumped into them at the elevator and got on the elevator with Catherine Zeta and was having a conversation, and then they ended up going ziplining at the same time we went ziplining, and I saw Michael Douglas talking to Jeff, our camera guy, and they sounded like they were old buds because I heard Michael, I was walking by, Michael goes, Jeff, that's great. Thank you so much, Jeff. And I'm going, how the heck does Jeff know Michael Douglas? So you're, stay tuned for the video that'll be coming out. It'll be great. Maureen.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Now we're going to Augusta, Georgia, and it's football season starting out there, and we have Diane and Billy Roberts on always love about Guyana and Billy is that brand new distributors, they were able to qualify for the trip in the first, I think, 6 weeks that they were in the business. And I'm not sure, but, you know, was it worth it, Diane? I think if she's on, maybe they didn't get on. Okay, I'm not sure that she's on, but I thought she would be, but she just texted me that they had such a wonderful, unbelievable experience. And so they have a lot of things going on Saturday morning with their kids, but we'll just go from Diane and Billy over to Sandy and Ken. And let's start with Sandy. Sandy, you were having a lot of fun on that trip, I noticed.
Oh, it's fantastic. And I will be speaking for both Ken and I because he's actually in the canyons at the cabin with Kim on a family work day to represent our side of the family. But, yeah, I learned three things in network marketing very early on, and that was to share your story, stay plugged in, and promote events. Okay. And I would say that living limitless is really a lifestyle. And I had more likes on Facebook every time I posted a Quebec City picture, not of just the city, but from, you know, of us sitting in the restaurant, singing with the accordion player who was just off the charts. I'm so fascinated with that accordion that could represent every instrument. It's just amazing to me. But that's what this business is really about. And my favorite part of the trip was waking up and looking out my hotel window, actually taking a picture of it and putting that on Facebook, and I had over 300 likes on just that one picture, because you can see the city, the cobblestones, the St. Lawrence River, just unbelievable, because Ken and I have literally traveled the world. We've been to Australia, we've been to Europe over and over again, we've been Asia, we've been Istanbul. There's not a place we haven't been, but one place we haven't, Steve, you pinpointed it and took us there, and that was Quebec City. And it's hard to kind of explain that. It's just, I put a word down here that just magical. It was so magical because the friendly people, the wonderful restaurants, the fun shopping, the street musicians were my very favorite. You had singers, violinists, accordion player, guitarists. I mean, just everywhere there was just that feeling of just magic. And I loved Sunday, we had all the artists displaying their art there in the old city there where the hotel was. And I was able to buy a couple of pieces of art. And I have art on my wall that I just love. We've got Peter Max, we've got Salvador Dali, we've got Miro. But one of my favorite pieces is going to be these pieces I picked up in Quebec City, because I made sure that the art I picked up resembled the city. And being there with team members, I'm so happy that two of our team, besides ourselves, qualified, and then, of course, Roberts, Billy, and Diane were there, gave us such a special time to connect with them, to recommit. We talked fun. We also talked business. And being on the next trip in the beaches of the world, as we always say, from a personal level, Ken and I will be married 42 years in 3 weeks. And walking those cobblestones hand in hand and laughing as we were trying to actually pronounce the restaurant's names and the site's names. There again, that word magical comes out. You just don't want to miss these guys. They build your business. And I was talking to two people this morning. I've kind of lost my voice lately. But this morning I was saying, I've got to get on the next trip. We're going to Cancun, so we've got to get you enrolled. It gives you a reason to talk about the lifestyle, to talk about things that people don't enjoy, and they get to enjoy them when they're part of the Limitless Adventure. So I loved it, and I know the Roberts had such a great time. The pictures they took were incredible. I was having dinner three nights ago with Donnie Osmond and his wife, Debbie, and I talked about Quebec City, and they were asking about it. And I immediately took my phone and showed them pictures of the accordion player, and the one they loved the most is when I showed them the stocking pictures of Michael Douglas and his wife. they thought that was hysterical. I said, they were right there in front of us. So it's just that fun, guys, that keeps this business exciting. So I would say just do whatever you can to mark your, track it out, like Pam is such a tracker on her tracker, track it out so that you get there to Cancun so you have that experience. So I loved it.
Well, Sandy, thanks so much. It was so fun to have everyone there. I don't know if Carol Ann is on the speaker line or not. Cass, I know you're always on. I don't know. I didn't send you the speaker number. I apologize. Are you on by chance? I didn't send the speaker number. But, again, I want to thank Carol Ann for all the incredible work she did. I want to thank, Jeff. He became very loved. Our cameraman, he's been doing these events for us for over 25 years, since 1990. So we have a very close relationship with him. It was fun to have all the leaders on the phone this morning recounting their experiences. And, guys, just know we love you. For all of you who did Quebec City, know that it's there to do. And thing you should be, working towards is our fly-in. Hard to believe, but our fly-in's coming up in just like 6 weeks, guys. And if you want to propel your points for the next trip, just start recruiting right now. There's nothing more important. If I'm a builder and I'm trying to look at how do I take the next step, I sit down right now and I plan out 6 weeks from now is game time. It's game day. And just like you're getting thing on a game day, you got to do the preparation, and that's invite. And if you want your business to explode, the single most important thing you can do is have people come to the fly-in in October, and then that'll also help you qualify for our brunch on Broadway and the wonderful experience that we have planned for you then. So we have big experiences, small experiences. We love all of you guys. Just continue to go out there and build your business. And we will look forward to seeing you soon. So I apologize. We're on the road, and I apologize for the technical difficulties. And let's keep our fingers crossed that Erica can win Mrs. America. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? It'd be awesome from a Limitless standpoint as she wears all this Limitless gear and tells all the contestants about what she's doing. And it's pretty exciting to see everything that's going on. So as Malin mentioned, there's a lot of momentum building. A lot of things happening in different people's groups. We're having another record-breaking month, and that's fun to be able to see that happen in your groups. But now it's back to work. Fall's over. Kids are going to be going back to school. Time to really focus on your business, and we hope everyone out there will have a limitless week and month and year. And with that, Alan, let's take it off mute, if we could, Alan, and hear where everyone's